Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Jessica. Can I get your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
11510.
You said 11510?
Yes.
Okay, what is your last name?
Phoebus.
What is the spelling of your last name?
F as in Frank, E as in Edward, B as in boy, U as in Uncle, S as in Sam.
Okay. And what is your first name?
Brenda.
Okay, give me one moment, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you for your patience. What is your zip code again? I'm sorry.
11510.
11510?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And can you verify your shipping address, please?
5 Felix Court, Baldwin, New York.
Okay, thank you. And it says here that you have our Omex Max Sleep. It's a 60-day, you have 60-day supply. How can I help you?
Okay, I, at this point, because of what's going on and I'm not working, I really can't afford to take this. And it haven't been really working for me as the way I thought it would. So at this point, I'm going to have to cancel.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so you're saying the product has not been working out for you?
Yeah, and plus financially, with everything that's going on and me not working, I won't be able to need to keep on trying it.
Okay. I want to let you know that this is an all-natural ingredient product. It's designed to help you sleep. It can also help. It can also help to, improve sleep quality and overall wellness after just 3 nights. It may require a loading phase. May I ask, how are you taking it?
At nighttime.
At nighttime?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how many are you taking?
Well, they told me to try to take 2. And I'm not saying that I'm not resting more, but it's just like I keep on waking in the middle of the night and I can't go. Like yesterday, I woke up in the morning at 4 o'clock in the morning and then I couldn't catch a sleep. So I don't know if it's because I was sick. I've been sick with the virus and now I have the antibodies. But I don't know if it had to do with all of that. But, at this point, as I said, it also has to do with my financial situation right now.
Okay, I understand.
That more than anything is my, like, I have to limit, I'm on a fixed income. So, right now, so I can't really put more than what my budget is, as far as the rent and my bills.
Okay, because I see here that you're on a monthly subscription, a 60-day subscription every 60 days, which is $79.99.
Right.
Let's see here.
I really can't afford that, not monthly right now. I, if anything, you can put it on hold, and maybe when the situation is over, hopefully soon, I might be able to start doing, my private work.
Okay. Well, I understand I would hate for you to cancel before you can see the benefits of the product, you know, such as it, helping you with sleep. Since I am sure of our product, what I can do is I can place the account on hold that we can have.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm saying, that you can put it on hold for now. When the situation is better, that I can be like more, you know, like if I can, I can go out there and do little odd jobs that I can help me with my financial situation, then yes. But under the fixed income that I'm under, I really can't afford it right now.
Okay. So you would like for me to place the account on hold for 30 days?
I don't even know if that's going to be good enough, because I don't know what, how the situation is going to be when 30 days, hopefully better, but I don't know.
Okay. How long would you think, or would you like for us to place the account on hold?
Can you put it for 2 months at least?
For 60 days, yes, we can do that for you. Let me see here. Okay, give me one moment. Do you mind if I place you in a brief hold?
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
I'm still here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I apologize for the hold. I'm still here, okay?
Okay.
I'm still here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm still here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still here, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm still here. I do appreciate your patience, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, thank you so much for patiently holding. So I have already made the changes on your account, Ms. Brenda, where we placed the account on hold for 60 days. So you will be placed on hold until July 17th of 2020. So you can give us a call back on or by July 17th of 2020 and let us know a feedback on how the product has been working out for you. And Ms. Phoebus, do you have any other questions or concerns?
Can I take, let's say if I wanted to take instead of two, can I take the melatonin and the product itself?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
The melatonin, 10 milligram, with that, would it be any danger?
The melatobium, is that another product you're taking?
No. That's it. I mean, it's to help you sleep also, but I haven't started it yet, but they told me that it was good. You get it in the pharmacy. So I don't know if I can take both together.
Okay, what's the name of the product again?
Menitonin.
M-E-N-A-T-O-N-I-N?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm really not sure. Let me make sure with my supervisor. I don't want to give you, you know, say yes, and then I'm not sure.
No, but it's all right because I have to go. I won't even bother. I'll just try taking the two and see if I, because sometimes I forget. Maybe that also doesn't help. So I'm just going to try to keep on taking both, two of them, so that way see if it, and try to remember. And definitely let you know.
Okay. Okay. And I do want to ask you, Ms. Phoebus, are you taking in, are you currently taking any other vitamin products?
Yeah, I am. I'm taking the vitamin C and the D.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's great. Okay. Has that product been working out for you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's great. Well, you know, we do have a product. It's called the Omex Circumin CO Q10.
Yeah, baby, and, but I can't put myself to more expenses that I can't handle.
Okay. All righty. Okay. That's fine.
Thanks.
Is there anything else we can help you with today?
No, just be safe. Just be safe. All right.
Okay. So remember, you'll be on hold until July 17th, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Omex Health. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.